Welcome to a series of daily podcasts by Viv Bennett, Director of Nursing at the Department of Health and Public Health England, as part of our week of action on helping families and giving children and young people the best start to life. I understand you have identified six high-impact areas where health visitors can make a difference. Could you give us a few more details on those, please?
So, yes, the six priorities for action for health visiting have been identified over a period of time. We were trying to do a number of things. We wanted to be able to demonstrate success of the programme in as much as making it very visible that the number of health visitors had really achieved what we wanted, which was making a difference for children and families. And we wanted to have a simple set of measures, understanding, that would help build sustainable services post the end of the programme in 2015. So looking at the evidence, looking at what we were able to measure, talking to, again, commissioners, providers and the profession themselves, we identified six areas that were very, very important that we could measure or would be able to measure in the near future, and where health visitors had very significant roles in improving outcomes. The first of them was transition to parenthood in the early weeks of life. Really, really important. Early attachment, it's just become increasingly clear that early attachment is vital for building emotional resilience and communication throughout childhood and on into education. The second one we looked at was maternal mental health, clearly related to the first one, where there are mothers who are experiencing postnatal depression. Early attachment can become disordered, which can impact on the mother and child going through the childhood. Many women have identified very low mood and depression following the birth of a baby, and it's really, really important that it's seen as a real focus for both midwives and, in this case, health visitors as we move forward. The next two, really about the importance of breastfeeding, initiation and duration. The benefits to babies through a period of breastfeeding are very, very well known, but we haven't really succeeded in improving breastfeeding rates and duration very much over the last few years through the interaction of a whole range of pressures. So it is important, again, that midwives and health visitors work together locally to support women to breastfeed. And it's an area where there has been considerable success by working with local communities, so that local mothers are breastfeeding buddies, that children's centre staff are trained to also help. So both the health visiting action directly and the health visiting action around developing communities is important. The next one is around obesity. We still have a very big problem with childhood obesity in this country, and although the rate of increase is levelling out, it isn't falling, and it's absolutely vital that we look at both the nutrition and the physical activity of preschool children in terms of acting on our national obesity crisis. The next indicator five, is health and wellbeing at two. There has been increasing concern about the number of children who are deemed to be not ready to start school, that they're not able to access the benefits of their education from the earliest days, and that can impede them going on through school. And so it's really important at two to be able to support parents to help their children, for example, by reading to them, helping with their speech, and also to identify those children that are already showing some problems, so that we can support families with additional help to ensure that those children are ready for school. And the foundation of this is the two-year review to make sure that all children and families are seen at two, so that those things can be delivered. And the final one is around managing minor illness and reducing accidents, and thereby reducing hospital attendance and admission. We still have children attending A&E who are discharged with no more than advice or are admitted for a very short period of time, and parents tell us that when they can't get advice from any other service, clearly they want to make sure that their baby or child's all right, and so A&E attendance seems to be the right thing to do. We have some really interesting primary prevention work in reducing accidents in the home and in the community, particularly for toddlers, and also building confidence in parents to manage minor illness, what's normal, what's not, and what to do. We also have some interesting initiatives at the moment around whether we can extend health visiting hours, whether we can make health visiting advice part of an out-of-hours response in some places so that parents can turn to them to advice, for example, at the weekend as well as in the week. So those are the six. They're chosen with the reasons I've described. They're supported both by the NHS and by local authorities. We have issued a series of fact sheets and information about how they might be used, and we have included them in the health visitor service specification, and we are looking to how we can make sure we have good evidence of impact as we move forward.
For more information on the Week of Action, please visit vivbennett.blog.gov.uk or follow us on Twitter at #PHPCYP week.